InfoWars.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
News. Today is September 13th of 2018. My name is Jake Lloyd. I will be your host for today's show, filling in for your usual host, David Knight. This is Real News with David Knight. We have a great show lined up for you today. We've got a lot of big news to talk about, lots of stuff going on in the news throughout the country and throughout the world. We have more bombshell footage, this time from Breitbart News. Breitbart.com has exclusive footage released of Google leadership and their dismayed reaction to the Trump election. This is pretty crazy stuff, folks. And you can see on, somebody must have leaked it to Breitbart, because on the actual video it says for internal use only. So there's probably non-disclosure agreement signed saying that this is only allowed to be read or seen by Google employees. And we also see that Twitter has blocked a post that used phrases like illegal alien as harmful or hateful content. This might be why my Twitter account was locked, because I take great care not to use any bad words that might get censored. I even censor words like if I use the word retard, even for actually mentally disabled people, like in a sense where somebody is actually mentally retarded, I still censor it with an asterisk just because I don't want to get in trouble. So that, things like this is probably why people like me get banned without any warning, without any notice. So that's on the social media front. Unfortunately, we're going to be talking about that again a little bit today. We talked about it yesterday, had a lot of news there. But other stuff, Michelle Obama to visit 10 cities for her Becoming book tour. What an awful name for a book, Becoming. And the picture on that one's a real winner. So that's a, you know, that's a real beautiful woman, Michelle Obama, sure. Middle class income has risen above $61,000 a year. America truly is becoming great again. The economy is bouncing back. Donald Trump is reviving the American economy. He's reviving the American ethos. We are not just doing well again, but we're feeling good again. We're feeling great again, even. And it's similar to the way that Ronald Reagan handled the presidency. The presidency is more than just signing bills that Congress passes. It's more than executive orders. It's more than foreign policy, diplomacy. It's more than those things. You have to be able to cheer on the nation. You have to conduct business in a way that makes the people feel good. Ronald Reagan was very good about that, especially dealing with the Soviet Union. Very similarly, Donald Trump is great with the economy like Reagan, and he was also very good, very instrumental in his rhetoric with North Korea, with China, with other people. And furthermore, if you look at the way that Trump gives speeches, one time I saw he does little Twitter videos now, little Instagram videos. And he came out and he was talking, he was like, North Korea is denuclearizing, the economy's coming back. He said, everything is going great. He goes, nothing bad can happen. And obviously it doesn't mean nothing bad can happen, disasters can happen. But he goes, nothing bad can happen. Things are going great. Your president is doing a great job. You're very, very proud of me, I hope. I'm doing work for you, for the American people, for our economy, to make our nation great again, to make it safe again. Nothing bad can happen. That is the way that a president can help revive the spirit, the heart of the American nation, of the American people. And Donald Trump is doing an exceptional, exceptional job. Stay tuned with us. This is The Real News. My name is Jake Lloyd. I'm your host for the rest of this hour. We have a lot of great news. Everything that I talked about and more coming up in the rest of this hour and the hours to come. Stay tuned with us on the other side. We also have great guests coming up in the third hour.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the real news. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host for today's show. We're off to a good high energy start so far, folks. And I hinted a little bit at this leaked video of Google's leadership, which was the reaction, very dismayed reaction to Trump's election. We have a little clip of that from the first speaker. He's just introducing it. There's a whole video. It's like, I wouldn't call it a conference or a seminar. Google has on Fridays, they have them TGIF meetings, which is, you know, very original. Just thank God it's Friday meetings where certain employees are in. They all come together and they have a little meeting where the leadership of Google speaks to them and, you know, tells them what they're up to this week, how things went, all this different stuff. Basic corporate stuff. And so Google's leadership comes in. This is right after Trump's election. And you can imagine the type of reaction that these people have. This one is, I believe his name is Sergey Brin. And I don't know his specific position. He's high up in the executive leadership of Google. And we have his initial reaction. He, based on how he looks, he reacts exactly as you would expect him to. So here it is, Sergey Brin of Google and his reaction in front of Google employees in reference to Trump's election.
Probably not the most joyous TGIF we have had. You know, let's face it, most people here are pretty upset and pretty sad for because of the election. But there's another group, small group that we should also think about, who are very excited about the legalization of pot.
Okay, pause right here. And then if you can roll it back to right before, like he says, what causes the applause. You notice that he says, there's probably a lot of people who are very upset today. There's probably a lot of people who are not so happy with the way things went, not feeling great about it. And then he goes, but there's also another group of people who we need to acknowledge. And I don't know if he's intentionally doing this because any other normal person would then say, but there's another group we need to acknowledge. We need to acknowledge that some people are happy about the election. Some people supported the president. They're very happy about it. Some people not so happy. Some people happier. And we need to come together and set aside those differences. Some are happy. Some are not happy. And it's okay. We're still Google. We're still our company. We're still doing our thing. We can all be friends. We can all be happy. We can do our work. We'll work hard, do our nerdy stuff. You know, we'll drive our little smart bikes around and have our cool coffee in the coffee lounge. And then we'll slide into a ball pit at the end of the day because that's what these weird tech companies are into. That's the type of workplace they like having. So, but no, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say, but there's another group of people. They're called conservatives and they're happy about this. He says there's another type of people. And it's, you know, you heard what it was, but I want to roll it back, guys, so we can go ahead and start from there.
Group that we should also think about who are very excited about the legalization of pot.
Uh, Okay. Do you hear these people? Do you hear the, like, a lot of times I think, well, there's American people. Within the American people, there's like people who have looked into things and maybe they have more common sense. Maybe they've just read more about stuff. Maybe they have more life experience. Maybe they're just wired differently. So they support Trump. They're conservative or they're libertarian, whatever. And they're just more reasonable because they've heard things, or maybe they're just smarter. Who knows? But they're just more reasonable people. And then the other side believes genuinely, but what they believe, they're just wrong. And that's the reasonable conservative in me that does that. The old, like, you know, back now, I never supported John McCain and Romney, but back in those days, conservatives and Republicans were a lot more like, you know, Obama was like, John McCain and Mitt Romney are evil people. They're evil. He has binders full of women. John McCain hates gays. That type of stuff. Okay. And then Mitt Romney and John McCain would be like, well, I think that President Obama is a very good person. He's a good man. He's a good father. He's a great guy. He genuinely cares about America. But, you know, I just disagree with him on the economic policy of how the country should be governed. Blah, blah, blah. And then people, you know, snore in their seats because they're asleep. And it's not true. And sometimes I have that impulse, not really anymore for the past like 2 years, actually. But sometimes that impulse creeps into me to go, you know, I disagree with these people pretty vehemently on most stuff. But, you know, overall, they're still Americans and they're still probably like, okay, people, I just disagree with them. But then you hear these people, and he's like, some people are probably hating Trump right now. And then some people are happy about weed. And they're like, oh, yay, yay. Like, you hear them laughing. They're like, oh, yeah, I like weed. And they start, like, applauding. These people are mental midgets. These people are, like, it's not, like, I don't have a problem with weed itself. But if you're one of these people who's like, dude, weed, LOL. Oh, yeah, dude, I love weed so much. You're like, oh, I love weed. Let's applaud at Google. You're a bad, you're like, I don't think that you're a mature person. If you're just like, you know, I don't personally smoke marijuana, but if you're just like, you know what, I like to smoke marijuana every once in a while, okay, fine. But if you're one of these people, please stop, grow up, stop being a bad person. Anyways, let's go back to this clip and try to finish it up before the segment ends.
I was asking if we could serve joints outside on the patio. Apparently these things take a little while to take effect. It was a huge, huge disappointment. I've been bemoaning that all week, I'll be honest with you.
This guy is probably like the only guy that could be a billionaire tech executive and still disappoint his parents. Like, his parents are probably disappointed in him despite his accomplishments, just because of how much of a loser he is. Anyways, he says something really quick, and then I'll go ahead and cut off the video. But let's go back to Sergey Brin, the mega cuck of Google.
Self, as an immigrant and a refugee, I certainly find this election deeply offensive, and I know many of
deeply
you do too.
Offensive.
And I think it's a very stressful time, and it conflicts with many of our values. I think it's a good time to reflect on that, and you know, we're gonna hopefully share some thoughts today. I guess, you know, there are two dominant you know, reasons to be upset. One is because, you know, so many people apparently don't share many of the values that we have. I mean, I
guess
shouldn't
that be a wake up call? Should that not be a wake up call? I think that's probably all that we need of this guy, guys. Should that not be a wake up call? This guy lives in Silicon Valley, which is San Jose, California. It's right by San Francisco, right by Berkeley University. This place, I was there recently for a project that we're doing here at InfoWars to cover some events. That place is like, it's like the Twilight Zone. You get there, it's weird. It's not a normal place to be. They live in the Twilight Zone, but he even says it and he can't even, like, it doesn't even register. It's like this cognitive dissonance where he says, but apparently a lot of people don't share our same sentiment. Yeah, the majority of the country, the vast majority of the regions of the country disagree with you. Is that not, can you imagine being a conservative and standing up in front of a company and just like voicing your political views as if everybody agreed with you? No. You can't do that. Even in conservative places, they are boycotted out of existence if they do anything about that. I have a couple more points about Sergey Brin on the other side of this break, so stick with us. We have a lot of great news coming up in the rest of this hour and the next hour. My name is Jake Lloyd. This is Real News on Infowars.com/show.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Travis in Florida.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
You know, I'm really, the country's in deep trouble, but at least we're fighting back. I'm getting persecuted hard, but, you know, it's good to be number two under attack after the president. I'm in good company, and so I, my bones feel good. I feel close to my ancestors. I feel like I'm delivering.
You're definitely right there with us, the Patriots, Alex. I guess it is true. Truth is treason in the empire of lies. I want to thank you personally. I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Anyone that knows, it's like a hypothyroidism condition. I mean, the product, I can just name off real quick. Grain Force, X2, Selenium, the Micro ZX Vitamin Mineral Fusion Prostate Card, the coffee, the chocolate mushroom blend, Super Male Vitality, Alpha Male. Let me tell you, it's given me my life back. Just taking the thyroid medicine alone is just not enough. Just having these products has made my life just back to normal. I'm working harder. I'm smarter. I feel like I'm just, it's unbelievable. Your products are amazing.
They are the highest quality you're going to get out there, and that's why people love them. So thank you for the support. God bless you. InfoWarsStore.com. Take care, Travis.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
There's more to talk about here. We just played a video of Sergey Brin of Google trashing Trump, praising pot legalization in California. And, like, I don't care about legalizing pot. I think that's a state's issue. I think they should be able to do that. But at work, you're the executive of a company, and you are at a meeting, and you trash the recent, like the very recently elected president, and then you praise pot legalization in a corporate meeting. Imagine having the gall. Like, these people are so unprofessional. These people should not be able to be in these positions. These are man children. I don't even know how these people get into these positions of power. Now, I do kind of like have, you know, so in the break, I don't know if we're going to have any more information. There's some suspicious stuff about this guy. He's from Russia, which we're going to get to in a second. And he just went to some like mathematics conference and then it was just like all of a sudden like, hey, I got to move to America. It sounds a little fishy. And we all know, it's not even a secret. Pretty much anybody that's intellectually honest will admit Google and all these other tech companies are in bed with the government. And he's the co-founder of Google. I don't know. I just noticed fishy stuff, or the crew notices fishy stuff, and then they tell me, and then I bring it up. I don't know what the deal is with Sergey Brin. After his father returned from a mathematics conference, he announced that it was time for the family to move to Russia or to America from Russia. At the conference, he's able to mingle freely with colleagues from the United States, France, England, and Germany, and discovered his intellectual brethren in the West were not monsters. I was the only one in the family who decided it was really important to leave. So, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just saying it's kind of strange. But he said in the video, he goes, you know, he's talking about how bad Trump is and how upset people are. And he goes, as an immigrant and a refugee, it's very offensive to me that Trump was elected. First of all, I don't care that it's offensive to you. Why would I care if it's offensive to you? And like, it's controversial to me about, like, it seems like non-controversial to other people, but like, why can people move here, become citizens, and then vote? I don't know. I don't, like, in certain situations it makes sense, but if you're coming here, he says he's a refugee, why do you just get to come in here and then start telling us how we should run the country, whether you're voting or you're just voicing your opinion? I'm not saying they should never have the right or the ability to vote, but voting is not a human right. Voting in the United States government elections is not a human right. I mean, you have the right to like life, liberty, property, to bear arms, to be secure in your personal effect and documents and these things. That's like your right as a human being. You don't have a right as a human being to come to the United States of America and vote. So I don't know. I just find it very curious, very interesting that people move here from all over the world and then they start telling us how to do things. There's a video of Alex Jones in Washington, I think, and a couple ladies come up to him. I wouldn't call them ladies. A couple women come up to him and they're like, you know, they start saying things about like KKK, go away, and calling him white supremacist. So Alex starts saying brown KKK, go away, just flipping him back on him because it's equally nonsensical. But these people say, we're from Mexico and you hate us and we're taking over your country. Why do you get to come in from Mexico and tell me? First of all, why do you get to come here and then tell me that you hate me? This is like, I've lived here my whole life. My family founded this nation. Like, my family has been here since before America was the United States of America, when it was still colonized by Europe. So it's like, why do you come in and have equal stake and get to like trash the country and start telling me that the way that we have done things is wrong? We have done a great service to humanity. We have done some great things. Yeah, there was slavery and stuff. Bad news. Got it. We realized on our own that slavery was bad. There was a war fought. Not, it wasn't even really fought over slavery. It was fought over states' rights. And Lincoln was like, yeah, okay, we're going to free the slaves in the process because we need to do that. And plus, it'll cripple the South's economy. It's more of a strategic thing than anything. But we all realized that slavery was wrong and that it was a dying institution. So we got rid of it. Okay. We realized that Jim Crow and all these other things were bad. So then we got rid of it. It didn't take these, like, it didn't take people coming in from Mexico to tell us that. It didn't take people coming in from Nigeria to tell us that. Like, we were like, man, we've done some bad stuff. We're going to try to make it right. And we try to make it right, not just by stopping those bad actions, but by making it right, trying to make it right, at least through affirmative action, through programs to the Native American Indians. We're like, yeah, we took your land. And even though that's how everywhere else in the world operates, if you take the land, it's yours. But we're like, you know what? We do feel kind of bad. So we're going to give you some land that is exclusively yours. You're going to have free college. You're going to have all these benefits. And we're still told that we're evil, evil, bad people. And, you know, I have relatives that are Hispanic. I don't know if they came from Mexico. They might have been like Tejano. But still, it's like I don't care about the color of somebody's skin or where they're from. It's like I just want people that come here to want to do things the American way. Don't come here and bring the Nigerian way or the Somali way or the Honduran way or the Canadian way or the German way. Anyway, like America is American. We do things a certain way. So when Sergey Brin comes here from Russia, now this guy would also talk about undue Russian interference, I'm sure. So if he's from Russia, you know, since they hate Russian election interference in influence in our elections, like why does Sergey Brin get to come here and talk about it? But he also talks about it. He goes, I'm a refugee. What were you seeking refuge from, Sergey? What were you seeking refuge from? Because these people often talk about refugees as if it means like poor brown people that come here. And he uses it in that way, but he's from Russia. What exactly were you fleeing? Communism? Oh, okay. So you better stop supporting communists then, dummy. You big dummy. Anyway, so Sergey Brin, he claims he's an immigrant. Do you think that Trump is going to deport you just because you're an immigrant? And then on the flip side, they go, oh, Trump wants to deport immigrants because he's racist. The cognitive dissonance. White immigrants. Oh, he wants to deport me. White immigrant also believes that he wants to deport immigrants because they're brown. Do you see the insanity of these people? Do you see it, folks? And then also, where do you get off on just believing, oh, wow, Trump, he's just going to deport brown people. Wow, how stupid do you have to be? So that is Sergey Brin of Google. We're going to move on to some more more important news. That's just a little piece of infuriating. These are the people that are running your country, folks. These are the demons that are in charge of you and your children. Think about that.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
So I was browsing Twitter during the break. I like to, I have a social media addiction is what I was going to say. I like to browse Twitter and see what's going on. I actually have an addiction to a very high intake of information. That's the real reason that I was browsing Twitter. I just got unlocked, actually, for quite a little while there. I was my account was locked for abusive behavior, but they wouldn't tell me what I did, and they wouldn't tell me how long it was locked for. So anyways, I was just getting my fix. I actually kind of broke the addiction, I'm not going to lie. Like I was looking at it earlier, and I was like, I don't need this anymore, which is good because it's like, it can be pretty toxic. It can be pretty toxic if you take it too seriously. I don't take it too seriously. It's all a joke to me, but sometimes that means it looks bad. Like people think that it looks bad when I'm getting called a white nationalist and a white supremacist and I'm just like joking, but it's because I don't back down. I refuse to back down to these snakes, these like demons, because I refuse to lose to them and capitulate. So some people think it looks bad. I tend to take the Trump approach to things and just make fools out of them. But anyways, on to the point of this. I was looking at Twitter, and you know pull up, guys, a picture or something of the, what even is she the governor of Puerto Rico? She's a short little goblin lady. She wears shirts. Like, Trump did a very good job with all the hurricanes last year. Whereas it was last year, or was it earlier this year? I don't even know, folks. This whole past year is like run together. Past 2 years, really. She's the mayor of the capital city. Is that right? Okay. Yeah, she's the mayor of the capital city. And put a picture up of her whenever you get a chance. She wore this. I don't remember what the shirt was that she wore, but she wore something like Trump is trying to help with Puerto Rico. It's not really his responsibility to like deal with the actual recovery effort, but he's down there. He's helping them out. He's trying to make sure that FEMA does their job and all these other recovery efforts. And yeah, San Juan mayor says that the Trump administration killed thousands through neglect during Hurricane Maria. I think she wore a shirt that said like impeach Trump or F Trump or something like that. Maybe the Tuck Frump t-shirt that they always wear. Huh, it's so clever. Oh yeah, help us, we are dying, was what the shirt said. Help us, we are dying. And there have been countless stories that have come out and that have shown that it's not been Trump's fault. It's not even been the federal government's fault, which it very well could be. They're inept at many things. But the truth is that there have been many stories that have shown that the Puerto Rican government, including the San Juan mayor, as well as everybody else involved in the Puerto Rican government, they have been the ones with the shortcomings. And this is why you don't want dumb, stupid, frankly, low IQ people in power, because I think it's called the Dunning-Kruger effect. It's this idea, it's this concept, this belief, or the theory that dumb people are too dumb to know that they're dumb. The dumber you are, the better you think you are at stuff. And if you are dumb and you think that you're so good at things, but you're secretly dumb, it means you're going to fail at everything. And if you believe that you're very smart and very good at things, but you fail all the time, it must mean that other people are failing you. Other people are keeping you down. That's just the natural effect of this Dunning-Kruger effect. And let me tell you, the Dunning-Kruger effect is very, very strong in this lady's brain, which means that she is very stupid. She's a very dumb person. And the tweet that spurred all of this on in my brain from a guy named David Begnon, I guess, David Begnon, breaking what may be millions of water bottles meant for the victims of Hurricane Maria, which was the hurricane that hit Puerto Rico, have been sitting on a runway in Ceiba, Puerto Rico, since last year, according to FEMA, which confirmed the news to me late tonight after pictures posted on social media went viral. So you see, that's a video. Look at how many water bottles that is. I don't know if it's just falling apart there, if people have come and taken some. A stockpile of water in Puerto Rico was never distributed. Whose fault do you think that was? Do you think that the federal government is just supposed to stay in Puerto Rico forever, like in perpetuity, to distribute water bottles to people forever? Or do you think that the federal government goes, hey, we took care of everything, here are a million water bottles, give them out to your people, everything will be fine. And then they just don't do it. I'm surprised the Puerto Rican government didn't sell them to like Cuba or something like that. That's another hallmark of low IQ people, high time preference individuals, as they call them. So okay, let's see. This is another one. This week, food donated to Puerto Rico 11 months ago was found rotting in the parking lot of a government facility. She let her people starve for political points against Trump. I actually would not doubt that she would let food and water go to waste in order just to get back at Trump. You know, letting millions of citizens starve to own the Trump. That's her political strategy. That is her political strategy. So I don't even know. I don't even know how you can be this dumb. I don't even know how you can be this dumb. It's time, frankly, I think that it's time to let Puerto Rico go. I don't know. I know that there's a lot of Puerto Ricans, maybe some even listening to this, that are very happy to be American citizens. And maybe we can have a program where it's like, I don't know what the Puerto Rico to American immigration is. I don't know if they can just come here directly. If that's the case, maybe we can just be like, hey, anybody that's happy to be an American citizen, come on in. You know, you have a little grandfather period. But after that, it's just like, no, you're a different country now. You're on your own. You can do your own thing. Because Puerto Rico is okay, so Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens. So maybe what we should do is just be like, hey, because there are Puerto Rican independence movements. There are movements that want Puerto Rico to become a state. And there's reasons that we shouldn't do that because we would inherit their debt. We would inherit their infrastructure problems. And that's the thing, guys. If we can look up what Puerto Rico contributes to the U.S., it's mostly debt and other bad stuff. It's very high crime, I think. So we should just be like, hey, you guys are currently U.S. citizens. Anybody that wants to come to the U.S., do your thing. You've got this amount of time to make the decision. And then after that, just let them go. Because look, Puerto Rico is consistently a disaster. Consistently a train wreck, an absolute disaster. So maybe it's time to just, you know, give them the opportunity. American citizens that want to stay American, good deal. Come on in. Puerto Ricans that want to be Puerto Rico and ruin their country by not distributing water bottles, have at it. Have at it. I heard Trump say the other day when talking about this new hurricane that's coming up on the East Coast, he threw a little bit of a, I wouldn't call it an insult, but just a little bit of a jab at Puerto Rico because he goes, you know, because they blame it on the federal government. It's not the federal government's job to come in and repair your infrastructure and ensure that you have like a functioning electrical grid or, you know, running water or anything like that. That's kind of a local responsibility. And he was saying to them, he's like, don't worry, it'll be great. We have a lot of people working on it. FEMA's going to help. The electrical companies are going to be coming in, fixing things. And don't worry, very strong electrical grid. Things are going to be fine. Not like Puerto Rico, whose electrical grid wasn't so good. So that's what Trump had to say about the hurricane coming up off of the East Coast. And that's the truth. Puerto Rico wants to blame the United States and Trump for their economic disaster, for their hurricane disaster. But it's their fault that the electrical grid was so bad, that their infrastructure was so bad, and that they didn't distribute millions, possibly, of water bottles to their people.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host today. I'm really just on kind of a... I'm just really owning the libs today, as they say. That's really the kick that I'm on today. We're talking about Sergey Brin, the Russian agent. I don't know if he's a Russian agent, but you can just allege things like that these days, no problem, right? You can just call people Russian agents. You can call people agents of a foreign government. With zero consequences, right? Okay, I want to get on that train. Can I do that? Yeah, Sergey Brin is a Russian agent. He was born in Moscow. He lived there. He's a Russian immigrant and refugee, as he says. That's a perfect cover to come in and co-found Google and subvert our democracy for another foreign power. That sounds great, especially in concert with the CIA, which we know works with Google. Yeah, Sergey Brin, foreign agent, I guess, right? You know, no, the thing is, I would probably actually get in trouble for alleging something like that. But, okay, whoa, a KGB-style propaganda and spying machine? Maybe. Sounds good to me. Who wrote that article, guys? Matt Smith of San Francisco Weekly. Interesting. Very interesting. I don't know, but we were talking about Sergey Brin of Google, of Moscow, Russia, a self-proclaimed immigrant and refugee, and... talked about him, his ridiculous stuff, you know, hating Trump, praising marijuana in a corporate meeting. We talked about that. We talked about the Puerto Rican craziness. There's people are, you know, very thirsty in Puerto Rico where they don't have running water in some places. And the government wanted to, instead of helping those people, the government is, you know, clearly has more important things to do. So they just left possibly a million water bottles on a tarmac. So that's the state of Puerto Rico. But it's all Trump's fault, of course. And I was talking to the crew in between one of the breaks, and we were talking about how communism is like a disease. it's not like an original thought, but communism really is like a disease, because we were talking about Sergey Brin and some of these other people, and it's like they flee communism to bring communism here. And we were discussing like how that's possible, how you can subconsciously do that. And it's because it's almost like communism exists outside of the mind. It's almost like a biological disease or a transferable psychological disease. Like, imagine if you could transfer schizophrenia to somebody else. That's like almost what communism is, because people can come here from a communist country and they'll be like, oh man, I love capitalism now. I'm going to go work for Google. I'm going to be part of this free market. I'm going to do these things, blah, blah, blah. And then they get in there and they live in California and they actually start infecting their place, wherever they live, with communism, even though they would not say that they're a communist, even though they fled from communism. So it's like a disease. You don't, like, it's almost like these diseases, like, I can't think of some of them, but there's like some diseases where you can be a carrier and it doesn't affect you at all. You're not actually sick, but you carry the virus that makes people sick. And then like mono, I think you can do that with, or HPV, different things. And you're a carrier, you don't have any side effects, you just happen to have the disease, and then you kiss somebody and then boom, they get really sick. That's like what communism is. It's like you're from the Soviet Union, you come here, you think you're fine, but you slowly start infecting everywhere with communism. And that's what happens in places like California. California, on one hand, has a lot of capitalism going on with movies and stuff. Now, we can talk about the actual like freedom in those markets. There's a lot of subsidies and monopolies going on. So it's not exactly a free or a fair market. It's neither free nor fair. So it's doubly bad. You know, if you're not going to have a free market, you could at least have, you know, fair. And fair doesn't mean equal, by the way. Fair is like, if you work harder than everybody else, you are smarter and you produce a better product than everybody else, then you make more money. That's fair. Liberals like to say that fair trade is like, oh, everybody gets an equal shot, everybody gets the same thing, everybody gets equal opportunity of outcome. No, 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 no. Fair trade is definitely hierarchical in nature. So that's a side note, but California's poverty rate is still the highest in the nation despite the state efforts. And that's why when states try to get involved in like local economies, it doesn't work. Free, like global free trade does not work. Global free trade does not work because people get taken advantage of, like the US, China, Germany, the EU, all take advantage of the United States. Germany and EU do it because we let them. They just say, hey, I know we agreed to 2 or 3% GDP for NAFTA, for NATO, but we're not going to do that. And I know that you guys don't put any tariffs on us, but we're going to tariff you. So that we just let them take advantage of us. China does it through things like currency manipulation, circumventing other. There's a lot of different ways that it happens. But global trade is not free trade. So you can't do that. But free trade works well within like localized markets, state level stuff, even national level. And California doesn't get that. So they keep trying to intervene. They keep trying to stimulate the economy in different ways. And they can't do it because California is still the poorest nation in the country. And there's a lot of different factors for that. One of them is the fact that California is most definitely the most socialistic. There might be some other states that might compete for that. I don't know how Vermont is. Like Bernie Sanders is a senator of Vermont. But those are very, very small, homogenous states that might be able to bear the burden of that. But California is, I don't know. California might be the most or the second or third most populous state. When you get to that level of population, you can't support the tax burden of a socialist utopia. Okay, California is the number one. I was wondering if it was New York, but California is the number one most populous state. And when you get to that level, what is the population, guys? When you get to that level of population, 39 million people, that's more than like some countries in Europe. What's the population of Germany? So California has 39 million people in it. They try to be socialist. But at the same, when you're, they try it in so many different ways and it just doesn't work. If you're going to have a socialist country or a state or whatever, Yeah, so Germany is 82.6 million. So California has the population of half of Germany. And I would say that California is probably more socialistic than Germany. That may not be the case if you factor in like the EU and stuff. But even then, you have to factor in the fact, you have to factor in the fact that Germany overall is a pretty homogenous place. And they have pretty good employment and everything. And the reason that's important to factor in is because homogenous societies are more harmonious. So you're more willing to pay into systems that help people that are like you. That's just the fact of the matter. There's been studies that have been done. And it's why Canada is failing, actually, because there are all these little atomized communities within it. They call it a mosaic. They say that America is a melting pot, and it's really not. But they call Canada a mosaic, which is just a bunch of little tiles glued together, basically, to put it in a simple way. I'm not very artsy, obviously. And they call it a mosaic because there's all these little tiny communities just living next to each other that paint this bigger picture. They would say that it's a beautiful picture. I don't think that it's so beautiful. Things are getting kind of rough up in Canada. We're actually going to have Faith Goldie on later to talk about her mayoral bid in Toronto, Canada. But that's just to say that homogenous societies tend to work more harmoniously. You got to put more work in for a place like Canada. But you also have to have a solid tax base. They also try to be socialistic in the fact that they give, like, a large portion of the population doesn't have to pay taxes because a lot of them are very lower income compared to the rest. If you go to California, one thing that I learned while I was there is that there's no middle class in California. Not really. I don't know about the smaller towns and stuff, but I've been to LA. I've been to Newport Beach. I've been to San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley. There's no middle class. There is poor and there is ultra rich. There is ultra wealth and there is poverty. And that's because, you know, the rich are obviously paying taxes. They're paying the brunt of it, as they usually do. The lower class is not really paying much into the way of taxes at all. And they have, they're a sanctuary state. And they have so many illegal immigrants that they have so many people leeching off of these government programs, but not enough paying into it. It's no wonder that California is the poorest state in the union for that reason and plenty, plenty more. This is Jake Lloyd for Real News. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay tuned for the next hour.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
It's The Real News. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host, and here is the one of the latest reports from John Baun of Infowars.com.
We're supposed to stand up to discrimination. And we're sure as heck supposed to stand up clearly and unequivocally to Nazi sympathizers. How hard can that be, saying that Nazis are bad?
Racism is evil. And those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. We are a nation founded on the truth that all of us are created equal. We are equal in the eyes of our Creator. We are equal under the law. And we are equal under our Constitution.
How many times do I have to reject? I've rejected David Duke, I've rejected the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. From the time I'm 5 years old, I rejected them. When I put out that I reject the KKK and David Duke, nobody picks it up. You know why they're not? Because they don't want to pick it up. They pick it up. You pick it up. Everyone else picks it up. You saw simultaneously, practically at the same time. They don't want to pick it up.
Gateway pundit journalist Cassandra Fairbanks posted this inviting message on her Twitter. It simply read, "Who is going to the MAGA meetup tonight?" A response from Dream Star Justice that, according to Daily Mail, supports the Democratic Socialists, responded by saying, "I am coming with a gun and I expect to get numerous blood-stained MAGA hats as trophies." D.C. police vehicles were spotted outside of the hotel where the event was to take place, and a manager confirmed that staff were aware of the threat and taking appropriate security measures. Meanwhile, the Daily Caller reports California man Farzad Fazeli was arrested Tuesday for allegedly trying to stab a congressional candidate at a fair on Sunday, police said. Local media identified the candidate as Republican Rudy Peters, who is challenging Democratic Representative Eric Smallwell in November. Peters survived serious injury thanks to a malfunctioning switchblade, the Alameda County Sheriff's Office said. The attempted stabbing was preceded by Fazeli making disparaging remarks about the Republican Party and President Trump, according to the Sheriff's Office. Steve Scalise, who survived a mass shooting by a crazed Bernie Sanders supporter, warned on a recent podcast that some on the left are inciting this violence and frankly they should be called out on it. He added that some Democrats are almost encouraging political violence. But the Democrats are only getting started. A 94-year-old actress casually asked, "Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?" confirming that she advocates assassinating the president, while the Wyoming GOP office gets torched just 2 days after opening. And Mad Maxine Waters, in all of her self-righteous tunnel vision, is still allowed to incite her followers to confront Trump supporters.
My past, my calling, my name is Maxine. I grew up a black woman in a racist, sexist city. But despite the odds being against me, I made it. I have a right to my anger. I call it rebellion.
I'll say to her, Diane, remember, there are those who said that we lacked civility when I got up and talked about the president's cabinet. And I said, if you see him anywhere, if you see him at a restaurant, if you see him in a department store, even at a gasoline station, just tell him you're not welcome here anywhere. It frightened a lot of people. And of course, the lying president said that I had threatened all of his constituents. I did not.
I won't make you suffer through Maxine Waters anymore. You can find the rest of this report by John Baun on Infowars.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more real news. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs.
With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
We're beginning the second hour of today's edition of The Real News. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host for the rest of today's show, filling in for David Knight. He is actually giving a speech on the 14th through the 16th, I believe. That's at least the span of the conference. I don't have the paper right here in front of me, but it's Gen 6 Transhumanism Conference. And he'll be giving a speech on transhumanism. It's in Branson, Missouri, but the show is sold out September 14th through 16th. But you can buy access online to watch the live streaming if you want to support the conference and our very own David Knight, as well as others like Steve Quayle. If you do decide to buy the live streaming pass, you can use the promo code Alex to receive, is it 10% off, guys? You can use the promo code Alex to receive 10% off of the price for live streaming. So be sure to check that out. And at this time, I'd like to give out the phone number because I'd like to take your calls about whatever you want to talk about, whether it's Google executives trashing Trump, censorship, California's poverty rate, middle class coming back, booming, Trump is bringing back the economy, making it great again, Obama's not being able to get out of the public eye, not leaving us the hell alone. Toronto, Canada, anything, whatever you want to talk about. If you have some concern about some obscure political thing and you want to get my opinion on it, feel free to call in. The phone number is 888-201-2244. It's right there on the screen. Again, 888-201-2244. That is the number that you can call if you have any questions, comments, concerns, statements, or otherwise that you would like to discuss here on Real News with me, Jake Lloyd. And at this time, while we're waiting for the phone boards to line up, to fill up rather, I would like to urge you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I was just talking a lot about how these tech companies are so evil. The heads of them are leftist wackos. They're very, very bad people. They're not just like, they don't just disagree with us. They're bad people. And these companies arguably have I don't know how much I would say. It's hard to quantify how much power they have in relation to a government agency or a government official like a senator or a representative. But they at least are able to lobby representatives, which is probably why we have such an opposition in Congress to things like net neutrality being repealed. Net neutrality is really not that big of a deal. It actually might be a good thing. Who knows? I don't even know. It's so hard to find good information these days. I'm not really a tech guy. But if you look at it, that's why there's such a heavy opposition to repealing net neutrality, is because these companies want to be able to do what they want. They want to be able to have predatory business practices. And so they lobby politicians. And they arguably have more power in certain ways than government, because if government was censoring conservatives or liberals the way that tech companies are doing, there would be an issue. There would be a First Amendment issue. Tech companies till now have been able to do it easily, no problem, and get off scot-free with zero issue. They get called into a congressional hearing. The Congress asks them a couple of questions. They say, "Oh, Congress, we're very good. We're very good people. We like free speech. We just don't like, you know, these right wingers. They're terrorists. These right wingers are terrorists. They want to, you know, they're racist. They're Klansmen. They literally lynch black people online. It's virtual lynchings." They say, metaphorically, of course. I don't think anybody's actually said that, but you get the point. Mark Zuckerberg is like, "Senator, for radio listeners, I just awkwardly took a sip of my drink." He's like, "Senator, I don't know what you're talking about, Senator. We value free speech at Facebook, Senator." And there's zero accountability, but these are evil people. That's the point of what I'm getting at. They're bad people. They have an undue amount of power. They're evil. They're actually like spiritually dead people. They're probably, their spirits and their souls are probably co-opted by Satan, and they have a lot of power. And they have come after us multiple times, whether it's people like Oliver Darcy at CNN or Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook, Jack Dorsey at Twitter, the people at Google and YouTube and Apple. All these places have kicked us off for no reason other than we're telling the truth and we pose a different opinion on things. We offer facts that they won't offer to people. And so they don't like us because we're dangerous to their narrative. So they kick us off. They try to deplatform us. But luckily, Alex Jones made a decision long ago to be independent, truly independent from corporate sponsors, from government sponsorships, from selling other people's products or ad revenue or YouTube revenue, any of these things. We're totally independent of that. And we are dependent completely upon you, the viewer, the listener, the InfoWars team. You're really part of the team out there because it really is a team effort, because not only do you buy the products and support us financially, but you spread the word to your friends and family about our broadcasts, and not just about our broadcast, but about the ideas that we present. And that's really what it's about here. It's about the ideas that we present. We are actually fighting for something here. We're actually fighting for something very real. And if everything was okay, there would be no need for InfoWars. I'm sure that Alex would be happy to retire or just downsize, whatever the case would be. If America was good, there was no communist subversion going on, there was no globalist cabal trying to take down the country and envelop the world in a one-world government where everybody's the same, everybody's a slave to Amazon, everybody gets mandatory transsexual education class, and kindergartners everywhere are told that they're non-binary. If that wasn't the case, there would be no need for people like me. There would be no need for what Alex Jones is doing. I'm sure he'd be fine retiring or going into business somewhere else. But the fact is that we do need to spread these ideas. We do need to fight, and we will win. And that is reliant upon you spreading our ideas as well as supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have some great, great deals right now. I believe that they're still running from yesterday. We have Survival Shield X2, 25% off, and we're on the last run of the fan favorite. So while supplies last, be sure to pick up one of these or multiple of these, maybe a whole case. I don't know how many we have left, so get it while it lasts. $29.95 is the price. It's one of our highest rated products at 98% approval rating. And if you get on auto ship, I don't know how auto ship will work if we're doing our very last run of that. Who knows? We will probably get another run of some form of iodine product if this is the last X2. I don't know. I'm not part of the marketing team, but they know what they're doing, and they've given a great deal on this one. There's also great deals on things like Supermail Vitality and other great products. Which Supermail is 50% off right now, which is a great price on a great product. Foster healthy hormone production in men and support the InfoWar while you're at it. So that is the way that you can support us, and we definitely need it. Be sure to download the InfoWars official app. That's also a very important way because, you know, they've kicked us off of all these places and we're financially independent. We are working very hard on making sure that our information is totally independent as well. And what I mean by that is that we're not dependent upon other mediums to get our message out there. We're not dependent upon YouTube as a platform for our information. We're not dependent upon Twitter to get our information to you out there on the internet. What we're working on is, number one, the InfoWars official app. That's a great app. I mean, You know, I have a lot of different apps, guys. I'm going to open up the don't dot cam me yet. But I'm going to open up the InfoWars official app. If you guys want to dot cam this real quick, I have a lot of news apps. I follow the news very closely. I kind of have to because it's my job. This is probably the best user interface that I've ever had for an app. So right here, you see when you open it up, it's got the shows. You can tune into all the different shows here live. I'm not going to tune into Real News. Probably get a weird kind of feedback there. But so there's Real News. You can go to the shop. You can go to the news right here. Featured stories. It's a great app, and this is the way that you can bypass the media censorship and the gatekeeper. So that is the way that you can hear everything that we have to say here at InfoWars, independent of these other social media platforms that have decided to kick us off. So please support us there and stay in touch through InfoWars Official, as well as the newsletter on our website. We'll be right back with more Real News.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point-blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Segment, we're going to be taking your calls here on Real News. We gave out the phone number last segment, and I'll give it out again for anybody that missed it. It's 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And we're probably going to be taking your calls for the remainder of this hour if we get enough. It looks like we do. The phone numbers or the phone board is all lit up. So, and the topic is whatever you want it to be, anything in the political realm, the cultural realm, anything. Globally or domestic, whatever you want to talk about within a reason, we will talk about here on The Real News. And we're going to go to David from Texas, first of all. David, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Jobs filling in for David Knight. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be able to talk to you guys and listen to you guys. And very thankful for all of the useful information that you guys are putting out there for us. I can't tell you how many liberals I'm, let's not say liberals, let's say leftists, I believe I'm beginning to sway, but I couldn't do it without good information and good facts. And I appreciate you guys kind of leading the charge there. In fact, you guys are leading the charge, and I just want to say thank you for that.
Well, we appreciate the kind words, and thank you for your support.
You're very welcome. And on the subject of support, personally, for me, obtaining some of the InfoWars products, I have no doubt that those are very good, but they just don't fit in my meager little budget. But I would have no problem donating cash or donating to just to a page, if you guys could set up a page where we could just make cash donations to you guys.
Well, we really appreciate that. And in fact, we do, I believe, somewhere on the InfoWars, I don't know if it's on InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com, there is a donut button. I wish there was a donut button. There's a donate button. So yeah, so if you see the donation category there under support us on InfoWarsStore.com is where you can make that donation. And we would greatly, greatly appreciate whatever you are able to just to help us out a little bit.
I'll look for that. Thank you very much. And I couldn't agree more with your synopsis about big tech. I don't think these were your exact words, but words to the effect they have become a nation state. And you know, a state is a collective of people. Well, big tech, they're collecting people and putting them into their combines. And I guess what's really disturbing to me as a business owner, I feel like I'm being squeezed or being extorted. If I don't pay Google ad revenue, my clients do not know about me.
That's actually a really good point because I was talking yesterday a little bit about the fact that, you know what, I might have been thinking about this off air. You know, what really is the difference between a government and a corporation? They're both collectives of people. They both have a certain hierarchical structure. They all have a certain amount of power and authority. And why does one get to oppress you while the other one is not allowed to? Because the government is technically not allowed to oppress us, even though they do in certain ways. But corporations just have free reign to. And you're right, it's almost like a mafia-style shakedown for protection or a tax collection. Is that how it feels?
Yes, it is. You know, in a legitimate government, for instance, the United States, we have the Bill of Rights and we have protection. That's not available in the corporate collective, if you will. It's set by one person. It's a communist nation state.
And the terms of service that they offer, you know, the only rules that they actually have are totally arbitrary. They can change at any time for any reason. That's actually a really, really good point, David. Any final thoughts on that one?
Well, I just, you know, my thoughts are this. I want to keep supporting InfoWars so that you guys can keep spreading the word as much as possible. And also, one last thing I was thinking about. If ever Mr. Jones was in a position to do something like this, it's now. And what I think he's in a good position to do is start his own social media channels that are similar to Twitter. Now's the time. He's got the followers. We're there for him.
Yeah, and, you know, Prison Planet was actually a kind of blog, forum, social media site originally. Prisonplanet.com, I believe, is the one that it was. And we had it, and it wasn't, it, you know, because we started getting on other social media, it ended up, we took off there. But we're actually currently engineering for Infowars.com. We're going to have a video site that will, a video portion rather, that's part of the site that will replace YouTube. We'll basically have our own YouTube channel on our own site, completely independent of YouTube, just able to post our stuff there. So, David, thank you so much. Very good call. Very good points there.
Thank you.
Hope you have a, absolutely. Hope you have a great day. And we're going to move on now to Alex from Michigan, who wants to talk about tech censorship in Syria. So, Alex, you're on the air. What's on your mind before we go to break?
Hey, it's an honor to talk to you, Jake. How long do I got before break?
Just a couple minutes.
Okay, cool. First, I just wanted to plug the products. I use the products every day, the Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine. I've been using for like 3 or 4 years now, and you definitely will feel it long term if you use it all the time. Just the clarity of thought, mental clarity, it's amazing. And I also use the Alexa Pure water filter every day, making my coffee with purified water. And that's great because there's like PFAS in the water now, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. They're dumping fluoride and lithium in the water, hydrofluorosilicic acid imported from China, which is basically industrial waste, and dumping it in your water, calling it a vitamin. And there's also herbicides, you know, in the water, turning the frogs gay, like atrazine.
Mm-hmm.
So buy the products. Buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, that other caller was talking about making donations. I mean, the products are not that expensive. You can buy the products and support the InfoWar.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of different ways. Whatever fits in your budget, or if you just don't want a product and you just like to donate a few dollars here and there, whatever works for you. So, Alex, thank you for the plug. Is there anything else on your mind?
Yeah, basically, when they started censoring Alex Jones and InfoWars, next they started censoring all pro-Syrian government channels on YouTube. Like all pro-Assad channels. And so it just seems kind of like they're so censoring everybody because they're preparing for the big false flag, which I believe is some sort of false flag for the Syrian war to continue long-term and possibly that spread to Iran.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. You know, I don't know if there was any coordination on why they banned these channels at the same time. It's definitely very convenient. We all do know that they want to continue this war in Syria. It's kind of their last hope. They're like really holding on for more eternal war in the Middle East, like give us more war. So I don't know. I definitely think they're going to try. They probably will try another false flag. A lot of people still want to go to war with Iran, but I have faith. I've talked about this a lot in my reports. I have faith that Trump is going to handle Iran as well as Saudi Arabia, Palestine, and the whole situation there in the Middle East. Just watch.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Travis in Florida.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
You know, I'm really, the country's in deep trouble, but at least we're fighting back. I'm getting persecuted hard, but, you know, it's good to be number two under attack after the president. I'm in good company, and so I, my bones feel good. I feel close to my ancestors. I feel like I'm delivering.
You're definitely right there with the Patriots, Alex. I guess it is true. Truth is treason and the empire of lies. I want to thank you personally. I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Anyone who knows, like a hypothyroidism condition. I mean, the product, I can just name off real quick. Brain Force, X2, Selenium, the Micro DX Vitamin Mineral Fusion Prostacard, the coffee, the chaga mushroom blend, Super Male Vitality, Alpha Male. Let me tell you, it's given me my life back. Just taking the thyroid medicine alone is just not enough. Just having these products has made my life just back to normal. I'm working harder. I'm smarter. I feel like I'm just... It's unbelievable. Your products are amazing.
They are the highest quality you're going to get out there, and that's why people love them. So thank you for the support. God bless you. InfoWarsStore.com. Take care, Travis.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Your calls this segment. Anybody that wants to call in, call 888-201-2244. That includes, I just put it out on Twitter, that includes people who may have a problem with me or may have a problem, want to debate or argue or whatever. A lot of people like to talk big on Twitter or other social media, and then they don't do so well whenever they actually have to use their voice. So I put that out on Twitter. If anybody wants to call in, you have the phone number now. We're going to continue on right now with Benny from California. It says Compton. Benny, you want to talk about growing poverty in L.A.? What is on your mind?
I want to talk about this poverty situation. Born and raised in L.A., South Central, Inglewood, Watts, Compton. Just the inner city, bro. I've seen it. I've seen the poverty. And you know what? I think the problem with most Angelenos, man, we got this ratchet mentality, this ghetto mentality. You know, and pretty sure you hear it, especially with hip-hop. Oh, it's cool to be ghetto. Let's be hip and fly. And this is what I tell I stopped listening to rap, hip-hop, a couple of years. I just said, the hell with it. Nothing good, nothing positive is coming out of it. So this is what I'm trying to tell. You know, I call on my homies. You know how we talk in L.A., my homies, my dogs. You know, and I tell them, bro, this is our problem. We're stuck in, look, I tell them, look at L.A. What political party runs California? Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look how they got us living, and look how we're embracing this and cheering on that it's hip to live in poverty, to be on welfare, to sell drugs,
right,
to kill each other.
Right.
You know?
Right, yeah. It's a serious problem, you know, because sometimes I'll turn on rap, if it's, you know, whether it's on the internet, like internet radio or an actual radio station, I'll just be like dialing through and I'll hear it. And I know that some rap is capable of, you know, I've heard rap that has a positive message before, but it's not what they play. It's not what they play on the radio. It's not what sells the most records. And there's a very, very serious problem, like you said, promoting violence, drug crime, all these different things. And it goes along with the broader issue in our culture. There's like this worship of this culture of failure. And I think that people that listen to rap in these areas of the country are more susceptible to it because hip hop and rap make it look cool. It's not just, this is what you want to do. Like a lot of hipsters here, you know, they like living in small, tiny little trashy apartments and driving or not even owning a car, just riding their bike everywhere and wearing old school clothes that's like with holes in them and stuff. And that's like their culture. But that's the hipster culture. In the rap community and the hip hop music, it makes it cool not just to be in these communities, but to commit crime, just like you said. It makes crime sound like the cool thing.
So you know what I also tell my people, like in Compton, I like to point out the demographics. Like I told my people, like, look in California, I mean, for example, let's look at Compton. Was the majority in Compton black and Hispanic? Mm-hmm. And look how messed up, look how filthy we have our city because we litter. We throw everything out the door of our car. We don't give a damn. We run it down to the ground. And once there's nothing left, we turn around and blame the white man.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I've been to nice cities. And just to point them out, like, look at this neighborhood. Look how clean it is. Look, nothing but white people, Caucasians, working hard, Americans. Look at their neighborhood and look at our neighborhood.
Like, and why do you think that is? What do you think it is about the culture that makes that happen?
You know what, Jay? Honestly, his Latinos, Mexicans, whatever, in L.A., they don't give their ratchet, bro. They don't care. They live like Central America. Hmm. Literally, they live like in Mexico. Like, I've seen it even with immigration. And I used to be one of those, oh, I'm proud to be Latino. I never said F the USA or the flag because mm-hmm. I've never got taught that growing up in my household. I always got taught that, you know what, you're lucky to be born in the U.S. You can have better opportunities. Do what you got to do, educate yourself and better yourself. Mm-hmm. That's why mm-hmm. I always stuck up for the U.S. and the flag. But as far as, and I see it, because I guess yesterday I was in downtown L.A. at the Federal Building. They're having an Occupy ICE. The whole mm-hmm. block.
Yeah, I heard about that.
They got the whole block looking like Skid Row. When I say Skid Row, exactly like Skid Row. That ain't no protest. And I tell people, like, this is how we want to live. This might as well stay in El Salvador, stay in Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico. Like, I don't want to live like that. If I want that, I'll go over there and visit them. Don't bring that over here.
Wow. That is some very interesting, very, very interesting. I think a lot of people see that, but they don't, you know, they don't know. They don't want to say anything because they're not from those communities. And I, you know, it's not every day that you get to talk to somebody from that part of California, from Compton itself. So, Benny, thank you very much for your call. We really appreciate it. That's very, very great. Very, very fascinating information. Wow. You know, you see it and you kind of think that that's kind of how things work. But to hear it firsthand from somebody that lives there, that's very, very eye-opening, I would say. So let's go ahead to the next caller up on the call board. We're going to go to Willie, who wants to talk about collusion, or as they call it, a, quote, conspiracy theory. So, Willie, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Jake, do you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Hey, Just real quick, I wanted to talk about something I saw in the movie The Post, where the Washington Post and the New York Times was worried that they had the McNamara report from Vietnam from the same source. They looked at each other and they're like, "Well, that's collusion." You know, if we had it from the same source, then we're going to go to prison over this. And then it made me think, well, what is collusion? So I looked it up, and it's no more than a conspiracy theory. So let me ask you this, Jake. Why isn't anybody saying, to rebuke this whole collusion thing, why aren't they saying that's a conspiracy theory? And by the way, you're a racist. Just shut them down, shut the left down like they're doing us. The things they're saying and doing appear to be effective. So why don't
that's a really good point. That's something that I've kind of said for a while. It's like we need to label their conspiracy theories as, because what we talk about, we can back it up with facts. We can say, even if we don't know what the purpose is, we can say, look, this is weird, this is weird, this is weird. The government won't talk about this. We can point to things and we just say that we're asking questions, because that's all we are. We're saying something's fishy. We're asking questions. But then they come up with these crazy crackpot actual conspiracy theories, like Russian collusion, the Trump dossier, that's the Steele dossier, that is clearly false, clearly makes up a lot of, you know, salacious lies, and was known to be fake, was paid for by the FBI, and was then used to justify these warrants. And they just make this stuff up and they say, oh, well, there's collusion and Russia did this and Trump knew about it. It is a conspiracy theory. It is baseless. There's no proof to it. So I think that you're right. We do need to be doing that. The problem with conservatives and libertarians is that we're smarter than liberals, and we try to, you know, we'll say, that's a conspiracy theory, you're lying, you're a racist. And then we'll you know, say like, see, do you see how it feels? We know that you're really not a racist, but blah, blah, blah. Like, we need to stop doing that. We need to stop. It's common sense. We all know that we don't, you know, that it's absurdity. And we need to just put it out there like they do and just leave it at that. Call them conspiracy theorists. Say you're bad people, you're racist, whatever it is. Just call them that and then leave it at that, because they're not going to play fair. We need to make things fair by playing their own game and beating them at their own game. So thank you very much, Willie. That's a great call. I really agree with that point. I think that we really need to call people out, especially liberals, especially the establishment, the neocons, all of these different groups. We need to call them out for what they are. They're liars, they're bad people, they're demons, they're conspiracy theorists, whatever it is. We need to call them out on their BS, and call them out for what they are. We'll be right back on the other side with Real News. Stay with us.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Continuing on, taking your calls here on September 13th on Real News. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host. Still have a lot of news here to go through. I'm going to take your calls for the rest of this segment, and then I might see about it the next hour. But other than that, I kind of got to blow through some of this news. And we have the great Faith Goldie coming up in the last half of next hour. I'm going to be getting into her bid for Toronto mayor, which will be coming up, the election, that is. So he's going back out to the call boards now. Let's go ahead and talk to Thomas from Wisconsin. What is on your mind, Thomas?
Hey, how you doing, Jake?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I was wondering, has anybody considered Henry Koerner for the anonymous New York Times source?
I don't know. I actually don't know too much about Henry Koerner.
Well, he was involved with Lois Lerner during the IRS scandal. He's a protege of John McCain, former John McCain staffer. And he's actually in the office of special counsel right now. So he's in a unique position to protect the swamp because the office of special counsel is used to process and go after corruption in the government,
right?
Protect whistleblowers, but we're trusting this guy who is like pinpointed in this IRS scandal, like he's known to be corrupt, to protect us from corruption in the government. And like the references to John McCain as the lodestar is like the guiding star for what we should be aiming for in the United States. I feel like that's something that somebody who is a protege of John McCain, who worked with him closely, would say.
That's actually a really good point. It's very observant. You know, I hadn't thought too much about it. I've kind of just wondered, you know, my whole thoughts on the anonymous thing are, you know, is it some random New York Times employee? Is it somebody within the administration or in government, like you say, somebody like this Henry Koehner guy? Or is it totally fabricated? I guess that would be the option where it's a New York Times employee. But, you know, or it could be a plant, somebody from the Trump administration friendly with Trump called it in just to, for whatever reason, maybe they have some reason they want to discredit the New York Times even further. I don't know, but I've kind of chalked it up to just imagining that it's totally fake, totally falsified. But you raise a very interesting point with this Henry Koehner guy. So I'm definitely going to look into it a little bit more. I might ask, you know, that might be a good question for Roger Stone at some point, maybe on the War Room. So maybe that would be a good time to call into the War Room and ask him. He might know. He knows a lot about these Washington insiders and stuff. So Thomas has a very good call. Thank you for bringing that up. I'm definitely going to look into it more. I hope you have a good day. We're going to move on now to Hayden from Texas. Hayden, what is on your mind about Twitter?
I was just thinking, like, so Jack Dorsey looked so disgusting, his pubic beard protruding before Congress.
He just very looked disrespectful.
Like he smelled, he looked sickly. And so I was thinking about, like, what do they teach you when you're a kid, right? Don't judge a book by its cover. And what did all these people look like? They look disgusting.
Yeah. Guys, pull up Jack Dorsey's Twitter profile picture. You can tell, like, a Twitter profile picture is how they choose to represent themselves. And I want you to look at this. Like, he chose the worst possible picture that you could ever choose. Like, he looks almost normal in a creepy way if you just, like, find a picture of him normally now. But he, like, has a shaved head in his Twitter profile picture, shaved beard, and he uses it. Like, look at this. What a creep. What a creep. Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up, Hayden, because I've wanted to talk about this for a long time. Look at that profile. That's not a good person. This guy does not look like a trustworthy individual. I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up. But anyways, please continue with what you were saying.
No, yeah, you're right on the money. Just these, like, you can tell nearly everything about somebody, like, by their face. Like, it's rare that somebody looks like a weaselly little rat coward and they're like a great person, a great brave person. It almost never happens.
Yep, there's a thing called physiognomy, and it's not necessarily a science. They used to try to use it as a science to, like, find criminals and stuff, but it's this idea that your outward appearance correlates to your inward personality and morality and stuff. And I don't think it's like a measurable science, but I definitely think, I don't know if it's just like, you know, if you're ugly and creepy and weird, then people treat you like you're weird and you become weird, or if maybe your inward being is reflected on the outside. I don't know which one came first, the chicken or the egg, but I really am a firm believer that you're right about this, and that creeps, people that look like creeps are actually creeps. People that look evil, like zombies and vampires, are actually evil on the inside. And people that look like good people, even if they're ugly, they can still be like, look jovial and happy and like good people. So I'm definitely a firm believer in that. Any final thoughts or statements, Hayden?
There's been some interesting studies, like one where like an AI could tell if somebody was gay with like 90% accuracy. And you just got to think, like, well, if that's true, well, then what other kinds of things like might be out there that you could tell? Of course, this isn't going to be something to study, but just something to think about.
Yeah, it's definitely a very, very interesting interesting practice. But anyways, thank you for the call, Hayden. Very interesting point about Jack Dorsey. I definitely agree. He's definitely a very, very disgusting individual all around. So anyways, let's go to move along now. Go to David in Ohio. David, what are you thinking today?
Hey, first thing first, I just want to say God bless you and God bless everybody at InfoWars, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
The message I want to give is to Alex, and I want to thank him for taking out his paintbrush and showing Marco Rubio's true colors. I mean, that man is a snake. I mean, he said it himself right there. Him saying he don't know who Alex Jones is like him saying he don't know who Ronald McDonald is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just ridiculous. And that's what I wanted to say and get it out there. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's totally true. Marco Rubio has this. He has this really, like, shiny outward appearance where he goes in front of people and he says really nice things. He waves the American flag. His campaign slogan was another American century. So he sounds like, oh, I'm super pro-America. I love America. I love the people. But then you see him in an interaction with that. He's very slimy, very creepy, obviously lying. Alex just walks up and says things about social media censorship, and he goes, I don't know anything about your site, man. It's like he didn't say anything about a website. So he knows who Alex is. He knows about InfoWars. Every reporter that was there in front of both of them was telling Marco, he was like, they're like, it's InfoWars. You know InfoWars. Like, you know Alex Jones. Come on, Marco. You know who this is. And he's like, no, I don't do it. And then he said, when Alex was like, oh, you're going to try to get me arrested, he goes, no, I'll take care of it myself, which is obviously a threat. And then Alex said, oh, you'll beat me up. And he didn't even have the gall. He didn't have the courage to say, yeah, if you touch me again, I'm going to defend myself. No, no, no. He had to go, no, I didn't say that. I just said that I'm going to deal with, like, what a scaredy cat. What a little loser. Coward. Absolute coward. So, anyways, thank you very much for your call, David. Marco Rubio is a coward. He's a snake. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing, and we're going to continue exposing these people. Maybe we'll end up in D.C. again. Who knows? Who knows, folks? Maybe we will end up again there soon. I don't know. You might have to be on the lookout for that sometime in the future. Who knows? Let's move along. Try to clear out the phone boards before we end this segment. Who knows? We can do it. Let's go to O'Brien in Maryland. What do you have to talk about Facebook today, O'Brien?
Yeah, I found an article a few days ago about maybe we were being slammed on Twitter, saying that basically because, well, let me give you the title of the article. The article is called InfoWars Reporter Gets Slammed After Claiming Facebook isn't privately owned. The article goes, and this article was found, I found this article on Yahoo News. It was made by, they are allegedly been made by HuffPost, or as I like to call them, the Huff and Puff Post. It says here that, because case in point, Millie Weaver took to Twitter Tuesday to argue that Facebook's dumping of Jones was a First Amendment violation, and she also called them.
Yeah. I know the ones you're talking about, actually. That was actually something that Millie Weaver said, and what she was saying was that they were publicly traded, which is what they were. They're publicly traded. They're on the stock market. Anybody is open. It's available for anybody to buy. And that's what she was saying, of course. They're like, oh, you're saying it's not a private company. You're saying the government owns it, blah, blah, blah. She was saying, no. It's just, it's obviously, demonstrably, a publicly traded company. Of course, they ran with it, as they always do. Thank you for everybody's calls. We really appreciate all of them. A lot of great callers today. We'll be back on the other side with some hard-hitting news, as well as Faith Goldie, who's running for mayor in Toronto.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Your
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Folks, to the Real News. I'm going to try to clear out these calls real quick before we go to the next break. So, real quick, we're going to try to squeeze these in real quick, then get into some other news, some other topics. Alan from California, I'm going to go to you first. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Alan, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Had a little interference at first, but there you go.
Yeah, I'm driving in a car, but I got the earpiece on. Okay.
All right. What's on your mind?
Okay. So what I wanted to talk about is I notice on YouTube that they have two different channels on there, and they openly anti-Semitic on there, and yet they cut you guys off, and I'm pissed off as hell that they did that. You know, I don't know. I figure a group of us patriots need to go to the capitals of our state and you know, raise ruckus to let people know that, hey, we don't like this type of stuff going on, this free speech.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, feel free to organize rallies in your states. You know, you don't need, you know, we don't even have to be involved. If you want to let us know, maybe we have somebody in the area. If we do have somebody in the area, I'm sure we'd cover it. But, you know, just feel free to raise awareness in your own city, even if it's just you standing on the road with a sign saying stuff. Or if you want to get other people involved, get a permit, have some kind of protest or some kind of picket at the Capitol, who knows? But, yeah, thank you, Alan, for the call. It's a great great point there. And, you know, there's actual Klan videos. There's videos of, like, black separatists who talk about killing white people and taking over. There's all kinds of very, very nasty stuff on YouTube and on these other social media sites, but they know that they're not actually a threat because nobody really believes that. There's like a few crazies that do. Nobody really believes it, but they know that our views are actually not that crazy. We are actually very reasonable people. We're very smart, very reasonable. We know what we're talking about, and we're not hateful, and they know that that's dangerous. Smart, reasonable people that are not hateful, and we look like good people. Like, you know, you can look at anybody here and they look like trustworthy people, like the other caller was talking about. Like, you can tell a good person by looking at them generally. So they know that all those are dangerous combos, so they have to try to label us as hateful and deplatform us. So it's a very good point. We're going to go to Peggy now from Colorado. What's on your mind, Peggy?
Hello. Hey, I just wanted to tell you that they're censoring Trump's YouTube channel on the official website. I went to the official website and clicked on YouTube. And I went to the channel, and it said there is no content for this channel.
That's pretty, that's on YouTube, you said?
Yeah.
That's really bizarre, actually. I don't know. I hadn't heard anything about that or seen it, but I think we should definitely look into it. There's definitely, it's harder for them to do to Trump than it is for us because he's so high profile. I mean, he's the president of the United States, arguably one of the most important people in arguably the most important person in the world, technically, as far as power goes. He has the most power. So it's harder, since he's in the public eye more than anyone else ever is, it's harder for them to get away with shadow banning him, number one, because people seek out his tweets and his videos and stuff more. But also, you know, because everything he does is noteworthy because he's the president. But then there's also the idea that people are really, really watching with these filters because we can detect whether people are being shadow banned or not, or censored, or these different things. And plus, he has such a big platform that if they did it to him and he found out, he could really, really raise awareness of that issue very easily, very quickly. So it's harder for them to do to him, but I'm not at all surprised that they're actually trying to, that they're still capable of doing that in some way or another. So I'm not at all surprised. So thank you, Peggy, for your call. Everybody go check the YouTube page for Donald Trump and all the other content creators that you like that create conservative or libertarian, liberty-oriented content, because they're likely getting banned or shadow banned or censored in some way or another. So Very important to support them on their websites, just like you do for us as well. You know, Patreon, whatever the case may be, but, you know, who knows? Maybe their Patreon gets banned. So it's very important to support independent alternative news that gives you the real facts, the real truths that the mainstream media and the social media companies don't want you to hear.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing to your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
Phone boards there in that last segment. Had a good hour of just taking your calls about all your different comments, concerns, statements, questions, whatever it may have been. Lots of good points from the InfoWars audience there. Lots, and that's why it's good. It's good to, you know, that's one of the things that sets InfoWars apart from the rest of the different types of media, is that we actually have a lot of audience engagement, not just on social media, but on the show live on air. So, and you're a part of that. Whenever you call into the show, you are a part of that. You're a part of making this show happen. You're a part of the production value of the show. We literally could not do it without you, the audience, not even just because of the fact that you listen and we talk to you, but because you call in, you interact with us out in public. Whenever we see you at events or protests, you help us out by downloading the app, by going to the InfoWars store, which is InfoWarsStore.com. We currently have a lot of great deals right now, a lot of great products. You want to get them while they last, while the deals last, that is. And as one of the callers asked earlier, if you want to just, you know, maybe you have all the supplements you need, or maybe you've bought your supplements from us, or you just don't need them, you're doing fine, and you'd like to support us anyways, there is a donut. Why do I keep saying donut? I'm hungry, that's why. I'm hungry. I know I want donuts. I ate waffles this morning, which I don't normally do, but the sugar early now has me craving sugar now. So that's just a little bit about my, you know, personal morning habits. But you can go to the donations page on the InfoWars store. Guys, show them again how to get to the donations page, because I actually don't know. So you go to InfoWarsStore.com, and then in the top right ribbon on the at the top of the site, you see support us, and it's got a little drop-down category over there, and you go to donations. And you can donate however much you want. Looks like you can donate a custom amount, or you can donate any one of these different tiers that we have. We very, very much appreciate all of them up. You know, not a lot of $1,000 donations, but you can't hurt to ask. And you only get told no if you ask, but you only get told yes if you ask also. So feel free to support us there with a donation if you'd like to help us out but don't necessarily need products or don't necessarily want them. Whatever the situation is, whatever your personal prerogative is, that's a way that you can support us. And I want to go now to, we have a little clip of Beto O'Rourke. It's kind of a coincidence that Beto, I don't like the whole like beta meme, alpha beta, but it's just, it's fitting that his name Beto is very close to Beta, because he's very much a beta male, very much what they would call a cuck, not a very masculine man. But this is a clip of Beto O'Rourke, the guy that they think is going to steal the election from Ted Cruz. I don't quite think so. I don't think we're there yet in Texas. Maybe if they keep letting in people from Mexico, maybe so. But we're going to go to this clip of Beto O'Rourke talking about how we can fix the Dreamer problem, how we can save them from deportation. Here it is.
Congressman from Texas. What part of Texas do you represent?
El Paso, Texas.
The border town.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The West Texas town of El Paso. It's a immigration is a very hot issue in border security right now. How are you on the wall?
We don't need a wall.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Young.
So El Paso, this town that I was born and raised in, where Amy and I are raising Ulysses and Molly and Henry, happens to be one of, if not the safest cities in the United States of America. And what makes us so safe is that we are a city of immigrants, and we treat one another with respect and dignity. I think that's fundamental to security.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Like, really, what does that actually mean? It's one of the safest cities in the country. You know why? Because we're all immigrants. What? What the hell does that mean? Excuse my language, but really, what does that mean? We're a city of immigrants, so it's peaceful? Really, just being an immigrant means that you're, like, going to be safe when you come here? That doesn't sound right to me. I mean, where are the immigrants from? Are the immigrants from, like, Sweden? Are the immigrants from Britain? Are the immigrants from Japan or South Korea? Are they immigrants from Costa Rica? Where are they from? Like, I think that, you know, like a place like Somalia is very violent. A place like Venezuela or Brazil is more violent than Argentina. So there are more places that are more violent because the people there are more violent for whatever reason. You know, China or I don't know about Vietnam. I don't know so much about the East Asian countries and their like crime rates, but I'm sure that South Korea and Japan are safer than a lot of other Southeast Asian countries. So where are they from? Just being an immigrant makes it safer? That doesn't really sound right. It sounds like a political buzzword that you're using to get an applause from the late show audience. He goes, we don't need a wall. We don't need a wall. We got, you know, we're immigrants, so things are safe here anyways. Like, that doesn't make any sense, dude. You don't want the wall. We do need a wall. We need a wall because we need to keep people out that are trying to cross the border illegally, because that's breaking a law. So therefore, we do need a wall. You don't want a wall because that is the main voter demographic for you, is people that come here illegally. That's one of your main voting demographics, because you say, hey, look, just vote for me. I'll protect you. I'll give you free stuff. I'll vote against the wall. I'll vote for more immigrants to come in here legally and illegally. And just vote for me. That's all you got to do. So no, you don't want a wall. We do need one, though. Anyways, let's go back to Beto O'Rourke. Good old Beto. Let's go back to him.
Do you want to see the Dreamers protected?
Absolutely.
Chuck Schumer was willing to trade President Trump the wall for the Dream Act. Would you take that deal?
No, I wouldn't. And I think the people of Texas can lead on this. I'll give you an example. Republican Senior Senator John Cornyn and I worked on a bill to improve border security by investing in our ports of entry. So facilitating more legitimate trade and travel and having a better idea of who and what is coming in to our country. We don't need walls. We can have smart security solutions, and we can free Dreamers from the fear of deportation by making them U.S. citizens today so that they can contribute to their maximum capacity, to their full potential, and we can move forward in that manner of making sure that we're secure, but making sure that we live up to our values and our ideals. And Texas, the defining border state and immigration experience, we should lead on that. Democrats, Republicans, independents alike coming together. And as we traveled the 254 counties of Texas, we have heard that. We should be able to lead on that.
You hear a lot from these politicians about... you hear a lot from them. You hear a lot of different words coming out of their mouth, but not a whole lot of arguments, not a whole lot of basis in reality, no facts, no evidence, no arguments. You just hear them say things like, well, the people of Texas would lead on this, or, you know, we could have border security in other areas, but we don't need a wall. Well, border security works everywhere else. They said, oh, it won't work here. It won't work here. They'll climb over it. They'll dig under it. People will fly in, they'll swim in, they'll do all the, but it works in other places. It works in Israel. Israel has a border wall. Works pretty well there. Other places, I believe Austria has a fence now. Maybe it's Hungary. There are Eastern European nations that have fences and walls to keep out Middle Eastern illegal immigrants and refugees that are seeking to come in, and they say, no, if you're going to come in here, we don't even want you to come in. They don't even want them, by the way. But the EU is forcing them, and they're trying to get out of it now. But they don't even want them. But they say, if you're going to come in here as a refugee, you're going to come in legally so we can keep track of you, so that we can keep an eye. You know, we know who's in here and who might try to blow people up. So we need to know. You're not going to just walk in and just set down roots, okay? There's a wall. There's a fence. There's border security. And it works. It worked in China. Like, walls work. I don't know where they get this idea that walls don't work. I mean, I have walls in my house. People can't just walk in. There's a door where you have to walk in, and I have a lock on the door, so people can't walk in, okay? And if somehow they do come in, say that they busted in through the wall or a window or they kicked the door down, I have guns, and I will shoot them. So walls work pretty well, but there are, say that a wall in some weird case doesn't work. Okay, I have a backup. I have a gun. We have Border Patrol. We have the military. We have cops. We have laws for how things would work if somebody did get through, okay? So just because it's not 100% foolproof, which is mostly foolproof, doesn't mean that a wall wouldn't work. Walls work. We need a wall.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Well, to move on to some annoying news, we're going to talk about the Obamas. The Obamas just won't go away. We had to put up with them for 8 years in the White House, intentionally doing everything they could to drive this country into the ground, almost successfully. Were it not for Trump, everything they did would have been written in stone by Hillary Clinton and her successor. However, because of President Trump, everything that Obama did was wiped away like an Expo marker off of a whiteboard. And America is in recovery. We're making a comeback. We're really recovering from Obama. It's taken time. We're doing good. We're skyrocketing. But it takes, you know, we're like in the negative. If you're building a ladder, say you're building a ladder or a staircase, say that you want to make it 50 feet tall. Okay, you got to build a 50-foot tall staircase. But imagine being like you're in a hole already that's like 30 feet below the surface. That's where we're at. We have to like build a 50-foot staircase in addition to one to get out of the hole that we're in. So that's where we're at. But we're skyrocketing out. We're about out, and we're going to continue on and being great again. But the Obamas won't go away. Obama won't stop trying to take credit for Trump's success. First, he says, how are you going to bring jobs back? You got a magic wand. I tried to do it. You can't just do it, Trump. It's not that simple. And then Trump gets elected, and boom, immediately jobs start coming back before he's even in office. The man started doing his job before he was even sworn into office. It's amazing. And we're still doing great, still bringing jobs back. The economy's still up, still record highs in the stock market being reached all the time. Doing great all around. We're being respected again. America's safe again. And now Michelle Obama, she's writing a book, or she has a book. It's called Becoming. What a dumb name for a book. And I'll talk about the book here in a minute, but, well, there's not really much to talk about. But we'll get to that on the other side of this clip. Here's a clip of Newt Gingrich, who's talking about how the GOP should deal with Obama. Here is Newt Gingrich.
And Newt, now Barack Obama has been dispatched as the not so secret weapon for the Democrats. We don't need to play the sound bites, but you know, we talk about Donald Trump, resentment, paranoia, he's dividing America, it's my recovery, it's meaning Obama's recovery. How effective is Obama going to be? Two-term president, very popular in the country still. Is that something to concern the Republicans?
Well, I think we ought to take him head on. This is the guy who told us at Saddleback Church that he believed in marriage between man and woman because it came straight from the Bible, and he believed it. This is the guy who told us you get to keep your doctor, you get to keep your health insurance. This is the guy who said there was a red line in Syria, and exactly 1 year later said he'd never said there was a red line in Syria. Barack Obama is a left-winger who has spent his entire career denying reality. One simple example. We lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs under Obama. We've already gained over 400,000 under Trump. I like that choice. I think if you want to go back to Obama, higher unemployment, fewer jobs, more food stamps, let's have that debate. But we need to have the courage to take head on the real Obama, not the New York Times fantasy version.
Obama's one of those people where, you know, he could tell you just by the way he talks, the way he says words, the way his cadence flows, he could tell you that the sky is blue, grass is green and water is wet, and you would kind of start second guessing whether those things are true or not. You can just like tell the way that he talks. But it's true. He's taking credit for Trump's accomplishments in office, and they won't go away. This article here is talking about Michelle Obama's book. It's Michelle Obama to visit 10 cities for a Becoming book tour. And I don't mean to just be mean or rude for no reason, but really, I mean, why are people fascinated with the Obamas? I never got the whole Obama charisma thing. I don't think he's that charismatic. I don't think that he's a great orator. I mean, I get that his speeches might be constructed that way, but I don't think that he has a charismatic speaking voice. He doesn't look charismatic to me or compelling. Michelle Obama, I mean, look at her. Like, what is so cool about her? Why do people think that these people are cool? I mean, she's not an attractive woman. She's not smart. Michelle Obama is just evidently not smart. You can listen to her talk. She's not smart. You look at her and you're like, why do people think she's cool? Why do people think that she's admirable? Have you seen the way she dresses? Like, she dresses like in abstract art, like Picasso sewed a dress up. So I don't get it. I really don't get it with these people. But to speak to what Newt Gingrich said, I think he's right. Donald Trump won as a referendum on Obama. He won in part because it was like, you know, as a response to Hillary Clinton, like, we're not going to let Hillary Clinton be elected. America's not going down that path. We don't want her as the president to destroy this country further. But it was also like, hey, we've seen what Obama's been doing. We don't want that to become permanent. We don't want to see that again. We want that erased. That's not what we want for America. Okay, so because of Obama, because of his platform, because of Hillary Clinton and her platform, that's how we won. And we need to do that again because they continue to trot out Obama. They continue to trot out Hillary Clinton. They're the little show ponies. They're the little stars of the show. Of course, there's Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and other little clowns like that. Joe Kennedy, Beto O'Rourke, they're the little clowns, they're the little court jesters, but the big dogs, the ones that they really, really bet on, they really put all their money on these horses, is Obama and Hillary. That's who they're still betting on. And we won, Trump won, we, the Trump supporters won, by saying, no, that's not it. So they're already making things about Obama and Hillary. If we can continue to make things about Obama and Hillary even more, it'll be so, so easy to win in 2020. Really, so, so, so very easy. Because Obama will continue to say, look, everything that I've done is working. Everything, you know, the economy's up and everything. Well, then Trump can just go back and point to what Obama did in the past. How he actually destroyed the economy. How he furthered the growth of endless war in the Middle East. How there were scandals like Fast and Furious where he ran guns into Mexico, gave them to cartels, and then those guns were used to kill American citizens. Or how he used drones to kill citizens indiscriminately, including an American citizen. An extrajudicial killing of an American citizen. We can continue to bring all those things up. If they want to make it about Obama, we can continue to make it about Obama. Okay? Let's not be upset about that. Let's not be upset that they're trotting Obama out constantly. Let's be happy about it because it's actually a good thing for us. If they want to continue talking about Hillary, we can talk about Hillary's role in Benghazi. We can talk about Hillary's body count. We can talk about Seth Rich. We can talk about the hijacking of the DNC. We can talk about spirit cooking and the other obscure stuff, the kind of creepy stuff, the fact that she references Moloch in her emails. We can talk about all these different things. Hillary Clinton's State Department errors, the pay-to-play that the Clinton Foundation is, the raping of Haiti. We can talk about all this stuff all day long. We did it for years. We did it, years under Obama, and it worked very well because we got Donald Trump, and we can get Donald Trump again and probably more for however long they decide to trot these people out, however long they decide to push these anti-America messages until they change their tune and they support America with us. We will keep talking about Obama and Hillary.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains.
When paired with carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Floralife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Travis in Florida.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
You know, I'm really, the country's in deep trouble, but at least we're fighting back. I'm getting persecuted hard, but, you know, it's good to be number two under attack after the president. I'm in good company, and so I, my bones feel good. I feel close to my ancestors. I feel like I'm delivering.
You're definitely right there with us, the Patriots, Alex. I guess it is true. Truth is treason in the empire of lies. I want to thank you personally. I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Anyone who knows, like a hypothyroidism condition. The product, I can just name off real quick. Rainforest, X2, Selenium, the Micro ZX Vitamin Mineral Fusion Prostacard, the coffee, the chocolate mushroom blend, Super Male Vitality, Alpha Male. Let me tell you, it's given me my life back. Just taking the thyroid medicine alone is just not enough. Just having these products has made my life just back to normal. I'm working harder. I'm smarter. I feel like I'm just... It's unbelievable. Your products are amazing.
They are the highest quality you're going to get out there, and that's why people love them. So thank you for the support. God bless you. InfoWarsStore.com. Take care, Travis. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News, folks. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host. We're in the final stretch, the last half of the last hour of today's show. Next segment, probably, I'm going to talk very briefly about this whole, there's this Daily Caller exclusive footage of illegal immigrants from Mexico. They're wearing camo. They've got bags. They've got a lot of gear. They might have guns. Some of them are on horses, and they're crossing over the border. It's like 25 minutes straight of video that the Daily Caller has obtained. Very, very interesting stuff. So we're going to be talking about that very briefly on the next segment whenever we get that article found. And I'll talk about that. Alex will be talking about it in depth on his show coming up at 11 o'clock. For this segment and the next, we have a very Good guest, Faith Goldie, will be joining us, and she's actually running for... Okay, there's the article right there on the screen. We'll talk about that next segment a little bit. But Faith Goldie is running for mayor of Toronto. I know that there are, I don't know how many people are running total, but I know that there's two establishment candidates that are kind of make up the bulk of her competition. So we're going to be getting some information on that. But Faith, thank you for joining us. I want to welcome you to the show. We're very glad to have you.
Jake, my man, it's good to see you again, my friend. It's great to be here.
Good to talk to you. Now, the first thing I want to kind of just give you an opportunity to really lay out the problem in Toronto, what it is, and how you plan to fix it. So first, this article in the Washington Post, it says, I don't know if you've seen it, Toronto's embarrassment, a new alt-right challenger rises in Canada. So they say that you're an embarrassment, that the fact that you're running for mayor in Toronto. What would you say is the real embarrassment that Toronto is dealing with? What are the embarrassing factors that Toronto should actually be ashamed of right now?
The actual embarrassment for Torontonians like myself is the fact that we now have a record crime rate in our city. You know, our city's motto is diversity, our strength. Actually, it's crime right now that's our strength. We have a murder rate that now tops New York City's. I grew up in a Toronto where we literally did not lock the doors. If you remember that old Michael Flint going around in Canada checking people's doors, that's actually how we used to live. Not anymore. We now have illegal gun crime up almost 200% in the last year alone. And it's not just our streets that have become wildly unsafe. Illegal guns and gangs now rule the neighborhoods. It's not just priority neighborhoods anymore. It's everywhere. You saw shootings down in Greektown, at our malls nonstop, including stabbings, not just shootings. There's also an illegal migrant crisis that Toronto is being disproportionately affected by, as I know that you've covered and many folks at InfoWars have covered. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Mr., you know, self-professed male feminist and Canada is a post-national state. Well, he erased our southern border without a democratic mandate. And what did he do? On top of that, he said that these illegal border crossers, these border jumpers, could decide where they wanted to live. And Jake, well, they've all heard about Toronto, so they're all coming here. If current trends continue, Jake, we're looking at 55% of our shelter beds by November will be used up by illegal migrants. Now, I've been down to our tent cities. I've been down to our shelters, and I have met the young men, middle-aged men, who have put their tax dollars into the Toronto system for many years. And, you know, addiction, mental health rears its ugly head, and they're in, you know, dire straits right now. And that's where our dollars should be going, to look after our own, because we cannot be the boarding house and the battered shelter to the world. I was raised on a very simple principle, Jake. I'm sure you were raised the same way. You take care of your own backyard before you look after the world. So these are some of the things that I'm running on. It's to make Toronto safe again and to put Torontonians first. So we're going to be evacuating every single last illegal migrant from all the shelters, hotels, and motels that our champagne socialist elites have placed them in. And we're going to bus them to the nearest jurisdiction that wants them. And heck, if they don't want them, then we're dropping them off on the Prime Minister's front lawn. And I mean it quite seriously, because Torontonians were never asked. And so we're not going to pay for it anymore. We're going to free up some of those tax dollars and put them right back where they belong. That's in the pockets of the hardworking men and women of this city.
Well, I like that a lot. And, you know, if I had to guess, I would say I would probably have to guess that these people coming across the border and using the welfare social safety net programs have probably not paid into those to begin with. So you have this massive new group sucking out of the welfare state, but the tax base has never been there before. So you mentioned Justin Trudeau, and we're all very familiar with the meme that is Justin Trudeau. Unfortunately, your prime minister is nothing but a meme at this point. But what type of policies has Toronto had to bear with that you would be able to reverse or put new policies in place to fix these problems?
Right. So basically, it's saying that while we're open for business of the free enterprise type, we're closed for business of the illegal immigration variety. Right now, Justin Trudeau's biggest contribution to the Canadian economy is the big business of immigration, mostly illegal immigration. I don't know if you saw this headline come out this week, but they suspect in the murder of a little Canadian girl out west in Burnaby, B.C., a little girl, 13. Her name is Marissa Shen. She was killed, and the man they now have in custody is a 28-year-old Ibrahim Ali. He came as one of Justin Trudeau's charity cases from the Middle East, namely Syria. We have completely abandoned all vetting when it comes to bringing these people in into this country. So what I'm saying is that Toronto is now an illegal no-go zone, which is to say illegals are not welcome here. We are going to have a Toronto first mentality. Why? Because, look, at the end of the day, it's all about dollars and cents. We have a limited pocketbook in this city. We need our roads to be fixed. We need our police force to be given back the powers that they used to have before cancerous special interest groups like Black Lives Matter took a hold of the narrative. We have a mayor in this city and many of his little crony champagne socialist counselors who voted to get rid of the very effective policy of carding. This is where if you're standing on a corner, 3 a.m., kind of looking like a hoodlum, and we know a lot of guns and gangs interact at this corner, the police have the right to say, hey, bud, can we see your ID? We got rid of that because people said it was racist. Jake, I don't give a darn what you look like. I care about the content of your behavior. And if you're acting like a criminal, well, then by gosh, we should treat you as one. So I'm going to put a public safety above political correctness. I am unafraid of looking these special interest groups eyeball to eyeball so to defend our flock. There are a lot of other fun stuff I'm proposing too. It's not all serious. I mean, I'm very serious about making Toronto beautiful and fun again. And we have some awesome policy ideas like architectural standards. I don't know about where you are, but right now I'm surrounded by glass coffins in the sky, a real Agenda 21, like a dream over here, of just completely uninspiring nothingness. We're completely interchangeable with any other metropolis, say, the world over, outside of those with beautiful kind of, you know, Western architectural standards. So we're going to be looking at developing a Toronto School of Architecture. We're going to work closely with some of the youngest and brightest minds coming out of our architectural schools to make sure that our buildings reflect the people, which is to say that we want to be inspired. We want to think of something greater than ourselves and feel like we're part of something better than ourselves. And we got some fun stuff in there too, like business rights. You know, the government's not getting in the way with respect to red tape. If you want to let people, you know, smoke or have a dog or tailgate before a big game, we're going to do that too, because, you know, I'm all about work hard, play hard, and I want our people to feel like it's a safe Toronto that's welcoming to everyone except for criminals.
Right. It sounds really good. It sounds like we need a lot more Faith Goldies running for mayors of all of our major cities. But you take care of your own yard before you start looking at other people's. And the thing that always comes to my mind is when you're in an airplane and they give you the little safety briefing, they say, if something bad happens, an oxygen mask will drop from the ceiling. Put yours on before you put it on the child or the person sitting next to you. You can't help somebody else until you help yourself. And then we can actually start worrying about that. So on the other side of this break, I want to get a little bit of the info about your opponents, who you're running against, their platforms, etc. This is The Real News with Faith Goldie. My name is Jake Lloyd. We'll be right back with more on the other side of this break.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, The Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, The Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s,
Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to the final segment of Real News. My name is Jake Lloyd, filling in for David Knight today. After this segment, the Alex Jones Show will be starting, hosted by Alex Jones himself, and he will be talking about this story. We're going to talk about it maybe at the end of this segment. The guys are going to bring me an article printed out. It's just about border security. Very, very eye-opening video captured by, I think it's captured by a ranch owner, and it's been obtained by the Daily Caller and published on there. It's just a lot of footage of very well-equipped illegal aliens crossing the border from Mexico into the United States. It's a very big story, and it needs to get more attention, so we're going to talk about it a little bit here, as well as on the Alex Jones Show, and I believe War Room talked about it yesterday with Owen Schroyer. But we have Faith Goldie on the line right now. She's running for mayor in Toronto, Canada. We just got done talking about some of her policies, the reasons that she chose to run, the policies that have negatively affected Canada and Toronto specifically. And, you know, one of the things we were talking about, Faith, was how you have to take care of yourself. But I also liked what you were saying about how to make the city beautiful again. And it's very well accepted that if your house doesn't need to be expensive or you don't need to be wealthy or anything, but if your house is well taken care of and clean, then you'll probably be happier. You'll function better, all these different things. If it's cluttered and messy and run down, then not so much. The opposite effect. But for some reason, we don't take care of our cities the same way. You know, maybe they're okay with them being clean, but they don't want them to be beautiful. They want everything to look the same. So I really like your policy there for trying to foster creativity and bring back some traditional beauty in the city of Toronto. And I hope that we can do that throughout the rest of the Western world. One of the questions, though, that I wanted to ask, what are your opponent's positions? I know that you're running against John Tory. I don't remember the other candidate's name. But
Jennifer,
I wanted to get
Keith, Matt. No one ever remembers her name. I put Michelle.
But I wanted to get hear a little bit about them, what you're running against, because a lot of times when you hear a political candidate's positions, you go, oh, that sounds nice. And you don't realize how good it is until you actually hear what they're running against. So start with either one of them or both if they're very similar. So what are you running against in Toronto?
Absolutely. Well, basically, a jellyfish and a socialist, for lack of better terms. Very quickly, I just want to pick up on the architectural standards before we steamroll our opponents here. With respect to this idea of making Toronto beautiful again, I recall in Edmund Burke's Reflection on the Revolution in French, him talking about how even government buildings have to be beautiful because they have to inspire awe and a sense of greatness from the people. And I think that the same should be said of our city landscapes, that you want to feel, wow, this is my city. I want to live up to it, and I want it to live up to where I'm going. So, you know, one hand washes the other there. Now, with respect to my political opponents, Mayor John Tory is a perennial politician, basically a perennial loser, save the last election. And the only reason why he won is because the late and great Rob Ford, his esteemed competition, literally died during the election cycle. Okay. So, that's the only reason why he won. Like I said, he's a loser. He always has been a loser. And in my mind, he remains a loser. And that's, not the least of the reasons why. It's not just because he's a professional politician, but because the man stands for nothing. I had a girlfriend the other day tell me, she said, you know, if my husband were to die tomorrow, I'd know. This is where Ben stands on this. That's where Ben stands on that. And I think the same could be said of you, Jake. The same could be said about me and many of our other colleagues in kind of the alternative media landscape. With respect to John Tory, one day he wants separate schools for Muslim children that are state funded. The next day, not so much. One day he's against gun bans. Now he's all for a handgun ban across our city. Basically, the guy stands for whatever the last voice was that was in his ear, telling him, Johnny, this is going to get you votes. He's dopey. He's spineless. He's a jellyfish. Nice guy from what I hear, but weak. And at a time when our city is absolutely at a crisis point, we need a strong leader. I wish, you know, he's running against two women and he's the most beta one there. It's sad. It's really, really sad. But you know me by now, I got to call a spade, and that's what this guy is. Good old Jenny Keysmat over there. She was the chief city planner in our city for the past 5 years. Now, if you've ever been to Toronto, you know why I'm about to say what I'm about to say, which is if I was chief city planner, I'd be hiding under a rock right now. I would not be running for government office. That's because all of our north-south streets will be operated all at the same time. All of our east-west streets will be operated at the same time. Her plan is no plan. She is one of the chief architects of something that we have here called the King Street Pilot Project. I'm not going to get too into nuance here because I know there's a large international audience, but I just want you to imagine peak Agenda 21, okay? This is one of the most vibrant arteries and thoroughways in our entire downtown core. There's businesses, there's an outdoor market, there's shops, there's boutiques, everything's great. My old place of work used to be there, Sun News Network. Everything is great. Streetcars, cars. What do they decide to do? They decide to ban all cars from this very important nexus of our city because, you know, let's just try it out, fam. Let's just see what happens. Well, what happens is that all of business becomes obliterated because the lifeblood literally gets sucked out from this particular junction of our city. So this woman is, talk about communism on steroids. She's, you know, the provincial government is saying we're going to smash open the piggy bank. We're going to help you build subways, and she wants to build light rail transit above ground. Why? Because it's going to lead to more jobs for, frankly, big unions who we all know who they're funding. It's the left-leaning you know, parties. It's not really partisan here, but personalities, if you will. She's anti-car, rabidly anti-car, anti-gun, and as far as I'm concerned, anti-Toronto. These are people who are congregating in the streets to advocate for more government jobs as opposed to less. The people that I've been meeting at the doors, and Jake, to our earlier conversation, you know, people say, oh, Faith, your dog whistling. Oh, Faith, these are crazy right-wing ideas. Let me tell you, when I show up at the doors of the good men and women of this city, I don't care if you're old stock or new Canadian, everyone agrees we're sick and tired of our taxpayer dollars going to funding illegal migration. We're sick and tired of being worried if our kids are going to get basically shot up in the park by stray bullets or, you know, kneel on a injection needle because we've got these safe injection sites going on all over the city. These two people from far left to kind of a centrist jellyfish have no vision for the city that in any way reflects the hardworking taxpayers of the city. And they don't have a vision going forward. I don't want to just restore Toronto to its former glory. I want to take us a step above. I want to help create affordable housing that we millennials can actually work to afford. We've all seen the same headline written a million different ways. Millennials are the most screwed generation on the face of the planet. Well, in Toronto, I'll tell you why. We've allowed our condo market to, in effect, become a money laundering scheme for, frankly, different parts of the world that aren't Toronto. And so I'd like to be able to essentially increase the foreign buyers tax on people who are looking to wash their money in our condo market and ensure that those condos, we're continuing to build affordable apartments as well because we can't all buy in, and free up some space for we millennials who have worked hard and have dreamt of living in this city but are right now being pushed out to
the
burbs.
Well, it's absolutely necessary, especially with, like you said, foreign governments coming in and doing it. I know that in cities like Vancouver and San Francisco, China coming in and buying up all of these properties is a massive, massive issue. Now, we have about a minute left before the end of the hour, and I want to briefly, I've seen some polls and stuff where it says, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, numbers as high as like 50% of voters between John Tory and the other forgettable candidate, that 50% of voters like don't want to vote for either of them. But your name is not included. Is that accurate? Do I have the right numbers there?
59%. So 59%. And so look, right now there's a total media blackout because they've learned with Donald Trump, they've learned with our premier here, Doug Ford, that if you allow these populists, these our jurisdiction first sort of messages to get any sort of oxygen, that they spread like wildfire. The era of professional politician is very quickly coming to the end. People want a breath of fresh air. What I am saying aloud right now is no different from the conversations happening at dinner tables and water coolers across, honestly, the entire continent. So I want to thank you and everyone at InfoWars for giving me a platform today to help get my tough on crime, easy on taxpayers, Toronto first message out across the airwaves when the mainstream dinosaur loser lamestream liberal media won't do the same.
Absolutely, Faith. Well, thank you for coming on. We definitely want you and more people like you to get out there and run for office. There you go, Faith for Toronto. That's the website that you can find her on. If you live in Toronto or Canada and you want to volunteer, donate, or anything, please do. We need more nationalists, more populists, more people that actually care about their communities and want to make them safe again and great again. So vote for Faith if you're in Toronto. This has been Real News. My name is Jake Lloyd. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned for Alex Jones.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. Would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taking on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
I want to plow into all of this
that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.